Good morning, Shavuot Tov. We are Nun Vav Amud Aleph. We start the Mishnah of Nun Hay Amud Bet. We're carrying on with the order of the previous Mishnah, right? We're up to now Megadef, right? The question then was asked, why is the Megadef first? We haven't got the answer, all right? HaMegadef Enu Chayav Ad SheYefaresh Hashem. Okay, that's the Ikarya. Megadef is a person who curses Hashem, right? And the Mishnah says, when are you Chayav on Megadef? When you expressly say the name, explicitly, Mefaresh et Hashem. Right? Look at Rashi there. She yiskor et Hashem. Avalim lo hotzi shem mipiv. But if you never actually mentioned the words, I think the name here we're talking about, the classic initials, the tetragrammaton, Yud Kei Vav Kei, like you'd say it like our Goyish friends say it, the witnesses. Okay? That's how you pronounce the name, right?
Okay? We thought we don't know how to pronounce it.
Well, we do not pronounce it. It's got a shva, and it's got a cholam. We say Yeho. That's how you pronounce the name. We say Hashem. Or not to pronounce it, but that's definitely the way that you pronounce it. Right? You know what? That's the whole 70 letter, but the 10, right? And a shema shem yotzei mipi, the dot 30, or the tetra, it's yud kei vav kei. Right? The value is 30. I'm saying we don't pronounce it the way that it's written.
Right.
For that reason.
No.
Right?
I thought it was okay.
Shem Yotim Piacher Ubirchu, but if someone hears curse him, then you're not chayev. You have to actually curse the name, you have to specifically state the name. That is Tanakama, right? Amar Rabbi Yeshua ben Korcha. Shulchan Korcha says V'chol Yom. So now we've got a problem, right? Because when you come to Beit Din, and the guy's being brought to Beit Din to be Chayev Skiller for cursing Hashem. So you're going to ask the Adim now, what did he say? And every day you're going to, the Adim can't say what he said. Right? We've got a problem. The Adim can't say what he said. So that's what he says. B'chol yom den to Adim b'kinui. They use like a code name. Okay? We say Hashem, but they've got another name. Look what he says here. B'kinui. Yake Yossi et Yossi. Okay, now why Yossi et Yossi? We'll see now. Yossi not just a name, right? Let Yossi pit Yossi, right? Look at Rashi there quick. Long Rashi, but it's good Rashi. B'chol yom, calls mancha, you no simi no timi b'dikat eidim. They were checking eidim. Are you done in no time b'kinu with that code? Come on, are you done in my hand but kinu ta b'kinu? Hey, Achamar, what did the guy say? Rob, they asked the eid, what did he say? V'kachamar, he'd say, yake Yossi et Yossi. He'd say, hit Yossi, let Yossi hit Yossi. And ha kinu, love kinu Hashem kamar, right? This is not a kinu. We're going to see just now in a second, a machloket, where people are chayev on using Hashem's name and his kinuyim. Because Hashem also got like pseudonyms. This is not one of them, right? It's a kinuy, but it's not one of the kinuyim.
Ah, okay.
Okay? Ela beit din mechanin bedivrehem haklala klape achem. Ko mi shemapech tvarav umedaber kaadam zeh, shemaberu mekanel vatle bechad kari lai kinuy b'lashon chachamim. Anybody uses something which is referring to something else is called a kinuy in chachamim b'lashon. V'yesh lo chaver b'shvur. It's in Masechet Shvur, there's a similar idea. Yesh lo chaver. He's got a friend of this concept in Shvur. The Gambra Shalom Yikra also in the Gemara. Va'el Adam lo echane ki lo yadati echane. That's in Iyor, right? Ulahachi nakad Yossi Yossi. Now Rashi explains why dafke Yossi et Yossi. The Dalet otiot ikka. First, there are also four letters like Yud Kei Vav Kei. Yud Kei Vav Kei is like Yossi Yud Vav Samech Yud, but not just them, right? Ikka kashem ben arba otiot. You see that you only chayv when you use the shem hamiyuchad according to this opinion, right? The haynu shem ben arba otiot, the four letter name. Umishum de cheshbono. And now what dafka Yossi? The gematria of Yossi, right? Yossi adds up. Shel Yossi ke cheshbono shel Elohim. Okay, yud. Okay, samach. Mem nun samach is 60. Samach is 60. Right. And so at 10 is 80, and you got two 10s is 90, so you got two 10s and 80. Sorry, it's 80, 64, 86, right, Samach is 60, 10, 86, and Elohim is 31, 36, 46,
96.
Mem Nun Samach. I was right, man. It's 96. Man.
96.
Samach is Mem Nun. No, Samach is 60. Samach is 86. And Elohim, how much is Elohim? Elohim is 31, 36, 46. And Samach is 50. It's 96. So, 96. How do we get this? Are we missing one?
31.
Mem is 40, man. Mem is 40. Mem is 40. So 40 and 50 and 30 is 70, 40, 50, 86. 86. Right. Okay. Right. Okay. We're not very good at maths, obviously. Okay. Shame, b'shame. Okay. That's very important, that. Shame, b'shame. Yossi et Yosef. But you use Hashem's name, you say, curse is the name with the name. Let the name curse the name.
This is part of the Chakira.
This is the Chakira, Rabbi. What's important is when a guy gets called to Beit Din, he's being summoned because he was a Megadef. So the Adim have to come and say, when did they hear him say Megadef? And how was he Megadef? The Adim can't say that he used Shame Yud Kei Vav Kei. So the Adim say, Yake Yossi et Yossi. That's the Kinui. Right? Did you change your glasses? Right?
Yeah, I did.
Okay. Just noticed. Right. Yake Yossi et Yossi.
Alyssa said, I said to did anyone recognize you change glasses? I said, no. She said, really? Darren didn't notice you change glasses?
Come on, okay. Well,
yeah.
Okay, well, I tell I did. All right. Nigmar Hadin, Lo Hargim Bekinui. Right? Nigmar Hadin, Lo. Now, Nigmar Hadin, Lo Hargim Bekinui. But you see, that's important. It's been very important. During the Din of the Adim, etc., they say the Chakira, the investigation is Bekinui. And actually, you've got to give the guy Chayav Mita. You can't, the Adim, the Dayan has to hear that from the Adim exactly what he said. Right? So that's Nigmar Hadin, Lo Hargim Bekinui. Right, so look at Rashi there. Nigmar Adin. Ubau lomar chayev hu, that is chayev. Lo hayu yocholin lohorgo. Al pi eidut sheshamu. Shari lo shamu mpi emedek lor kinui. They can't. How can the dayanim have mechayev punishing? They haven't actually heard the proper words. So what do they do? Right. Ele motin kol adam lechut. Take them all outside. Because not, Rashi says, why all outside? Degnai hu lashmir b'kar Hashem l'rabim. You don't want to have a majority, a public place of hearing this. They're doing it in private. Right, Cholin Agadol Shebenehin, and right, they asked the Gadol of the two Adim, right, Omer Lo, and he says, Emor Ma Sheshama, maybe the Dayan actually, Cholin Agadol Shebenehin, the Dayan of the Adim, the greatest Dayan, right, asks the Adim, Omer Lo, and Emor Ma Sheshama, before Shu Vehu Omer, and say specifically, what did you say? Now let's see what you said, but anyway, a Dayanin, and he says it, Vehu Omer, by Dayanin Omdin Agdlehen, and the Dayanim stand up, right, they stand up to hear this. Right, the korin, and they do kriya, they tear their clothes. Right, the lo machin, look at Rashi, the lo machin, or lamit, they never fix it up again. Right, they never fix the clothes. Now, I read somewhere that they do fix it, but not properly. There's not a proper fix. Like, they can fix it. Remember, these guys, in our day, we have clothes, we just chuck them out. Clothes are very invaluable objects, so, but they would always leave a bit of a mark, even if they fixed it up. Right, with a time and a foolish, and they're going to explain why. Vashayni omer, afani, and the second aid, says Afani Kamohu. You see that? The second doesn't have to say any more than name. The Gadol, the one aid says what he heard, and the other aid says I heard like him. Right? Vahashlishi Omer Afani Kamohu. If it was the third one also, look at Rashi, the Afani Shamati Kamohu. Vain Tsarich Lachzor Vlaskir Birkat Hashem. Okay, that's the Mishnah.
Why three?
Well, because we said Ashna Edim or Ashlosha Edim Yakum Davar. So the Mishnah say that even if it was two or three, just to cover all options. You only need three, but if there was a third one, then I think that's the reason. Okay. So now we've got a brighter on this Mishnah. Tana. Achi Avarech Shame B'Shame. Okay, so we learned, and that's not a bright actually, just we learned, I think, right? We learned in the brighter, in the Mishnah, Shame B'Shame. So what does it mean, Shame B'Shame? And if we know what Shame B'Shame means, where's the Makor, right? B'Nai Limidi. Took it Rashi there quickly, Shame B'Shame. To go on Yakeh Ploni et Ploni. You see that? It wasn't just Ploni. It was Yakeh Ploni. It was, he used God's name to curse God. Right? That's the idea, yeah? Or Yakalel Shame Ploni et Shame Ploni. See that? That's a bit of a complication. This
My Yossi.
Yeah. Right? So, Minani Midi. Where do we know this? What's the Makor? Right? That we have to have Shame B'Shame. Amashmuel Damakra. Venokev Shame. This is we're going to see two answers here. Two real answers. This is answer number one. The Makoria is Venokev Shame. Look at the Pasuk. Pasuk says, "V'nokev Shem Hashem, mot yumat ragom yirgmu bo kol eda kager ezrach benokvo Shem yumat." So it says, "V'nokev Shem Hashem," right? "V'nokvo Shem yumat." When does he curse? When does he chayv for cursing Hashem? When he invokes God's name to curse him. Okay, that's when he's chayv, right? "V'nokvo Shem," "V'nokvo Shem yumat." Right? Look at Rashi there.
Nobody cares for somebody to.
What?
I can't ask somebody to punish him, that God will punish him.
God doesn't punish him, we kill him.
No, but we are saying here that we are asking God to punish
him. No, we're not. We're not kvor shame Hashem. The person who invokes, he uses God's name to curse. He gets punished. That's what we mean. Okay, right? Rashi says, yeah, look, that's why the pasuk repeats itself. Lachi ahadrad goes back b'hai kra l'malecha ad sheyikov shem b'shem. Okay, v'nokev shem b'shem ot yumat kezrach b'nokvo shem yumat. Okay, that's the old pasuk there. So Gemara says, b'mai daha nokev lishna dibruchihu. How do you know this word nokev means to curse? Right, look at Rashi there. Ad delo tasun lashon kushihu. Right, Rashi says a very important thing over here. You see, the Gemara asks a question now, Mimai. Now it appears that Mimai, and the Gemara answers, Dichtiv. But Rashi tells us, no, that's not the answer. This is a long question. And he says, the question, okay, he says, Ad lo ta'asun, even the next part of Dichtiv, ma'kavliv, otzveh, lov, emem, viraz, v'yukuv, et shema lo ta'asun, kolorim, the ad lo ta'asun is all a question. The ain terutz bentam is not answer in the meantime. So this is like a very long question. The question goes all the way from Mimai, it's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 lines, up to ta'asun, can Hashem, okay, it's all part of the question. We're going to read the question like this. Mimai dahai nokev lishna debruch. Where do we know this nishna nokev is a curse? Dichtiv ma ekov lo kavael. Because we know how, because the pasuk says ma ekov lo kavael with Bilam, right? Bilam used the word ekov lo kavo. So that's the curse. Vazharta miach. Because we know that whenever there's an avar, you have to have a warning. Vazharta miach. And this is where the warning comes from. Elohim lo tekalel. Because it says Elohim don't curse God. So therefore, va'ema mivraz. Maybe no, maybe it's not a curse. Maybe it's mivraz. Look at Rashi there. What's mivraz? Rashi tells us what mivraz is. Maybe you can't take a knife and stab a hole through the Torah, where Hashem's name is, right? Another pasuk over there that says in Melachim, he made a hole in the side of the cupboard. So maybe there, Vayikov means Mivraz. And where would the warning be for that? Vazharteh mihacha, v'avaretem et shemam. Lo tasun ken Hashem lokechem. You can't wipe out Hashem's name. Maybe that's what it means, Vayikov, that you can't cut out the name from the Torah. Right? And the Vazharteh would be from here. Ufasamich le lo tasun ken Hashem lokechem. So here comes the answer. How do we know that it's actually Nokev means to curse? But in a shame, b'shem v'leika. If you're going to tell that Vayekov means to pierce, you aren't piercing a name with a name. You're just piercing a name. A name with a name. So Gemara says, v'ayim edamanach shnei shemot adadei u'bazileh. Maybe you take two klafim and you put them next to each other. You fold them over. So you've got Yud-Kev-Av-Ken, and you stab through both of them. And then you've got a name with a name. Maybe that's the case. Right, it's ahu nokev v'chozer v'nokev. That's not called nokev b'nokev. That's chozer and then nokev. That isn't cursing with the name. That's making a hole and then another hole. Right? V'ema dechayik shem apume desakinu baza. But maybe you engrave God's name on the knife and then you use the name on the knife to stab through the name on the cloth. And then you've got it. We haven't got water here this
morning.
And then we haven't got it right. It says no. Ahu churfa de sakinu de kabaza. That's not. Then you just basically you're using the knife to stab through. That's not name b'name. So ema says the Gemara perusha shmehu. Maybe it's not cursing, right? But look at perusha. Look at Rashi there. But ot yotavu perusha. Maybe that's what it means. That's not curse with the curse with a name by name, but you describe. You're more explicit with the name. Right, with his letters and those, you say Yud K Vav K, whatever the case, something to that effect. Right, Shamei who dichtiv vayikach Moshe Aaron et anashim eile asher nakvu b'shemot, because we got an example with Hashem, and Moshe and Aaron took these guys that cursed Hashem, and it says Nakvu B'Shem, what they used the names. And where was the warning? It Hashem lo kechatira. You got to be careful of Hashem. You have to fear of Hashem, right? So he says now Chada. There are two reasons why that wouldn't be the makor for our example. Why? Chada de ba'in Hashem B'Shem, but like you need name by name, and you haven't got it. You're just explaining it. V'od havele azhar ta'asei. And also here, this assay that you brought here, your warning pasuk is a mitzvah assay. V'azarat assay lo shama azara. And azara, warning has to be a lo ta'asei in the negative, not in the positive. Rashi, lo shama azara, v'lo anash alei amit. You don't have mit on a mitzvah assay. You don't have mit on a mitzvah lo ta'asei. Remember, we had that assay sheni takla assay. Remember, lo ta'asei takla assay. You don't have mit on that. So it wouldn't work. So Gemara, that was answer number one. We see now in the meeting we brought from the Dokev. Okay, we, now then Vibat, and maybe you can say no, here's the answer. Amar Kra. Please somebody bring me a glass of water. Amar Kra. Right, so maybe the pasuk is from here, from another post. Vayikov ben Aisha Yisrit et Shem et Hashem. Vayikadel Vavyoto Moshe Veshemi Moshlomit Bativri Lamatedan. There, that's the Makor that we're not cursing. Because it's Vayikov ben Aisha Yisrit Hashem. Vayekalel, okay. So here, maybe Vayikov over here is the guy that if he said et Hashem Vayekalel, he took the name and he cursed. So maybe he has the proof that we need shame b'shame, right? That pasuk over there is from Vayikra. Right, the Mekalel. That was a classic case of the Mekalel and the Mekoshesh, right? Right. Hashem went to speak to Moshe went to speak to Hashem. V'ibareima Amar Kra Vayikov Vayekalel. Right. Lemeim Rahanokev Klalahu. That's how we know. Therefore, you can say from there that our Nokev is the Kalau, is the curse. Moses says, no, maybe not. Maybe no, maybe the whole of here. Thank you very much. Maybe over here we're saying that we need both, right? Look at Rashi. Tarvayu, Perushe Ubruche, Ubechale lo Mechayev. Maybe say both. Maybe we need the Faresh and the Kalel. Maybe that's what's going on over here. And maybe Vayikov means Levarech, in other words, it means. To express, that Vayikov means to express the name, to define the name, and then you've got the Vayikalel. Maybe that's what the pasuk is telling us. The more says, we don't think so. Why? If it was the case, you'd say, why is he chayev? Because he was Nokev and the Mekalel, two different things. And we said, no, it was the Mekalel. So we see Vayikov means the Mekalel. Shma minach adahi. Okay, so now more on this idea over here. So this is basically our makor. We know that Nokev means to curse, and we know that you've got to curse with the name because it says Nokev ham et Hashem, v'kilel et Hashem. So it's Nokev, curse once, and curse twice. There was one option of the Pasuk, and the other one was v'nokev shem Hashem motyumat. So in both cases, we see that it means Abraham. Okay. Now more on this makalel. Tarabinan, ish. The pasuk says, Matamud lomar ish, right? The pasuk over here says, which pasuk is that? Elohim lo tekalel, and says, no, vayikach yohada, menitzavte, vayikach Moshe Baron, v'olam vayikov ben ish, v'olam vayikov ben ish, v'olam vayikov ben ish, v'olam vayikov ben ish, 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 ki yekalel Elohav, v'nasach eto. Okay? So v'nasach eto, that's the pasuk. Ish, ish, it's yud yeh in the Oscar. Ish, matamud lomar, ish, ish, why does it say double value, double barrel ish? The rabot and avdei kochavim, shemuzarin al bekat Hashem kishrael. So we see one of the seven mitzvot b'nei Noach is lekalel Hashem. It's amazing Gemara today. We've got to remember this Gemara, we've got to remember this daf nun vav in Sanhedrin, is the makor, one of the makor, but they talk about the seven mitzvot b'nei Noach. We're going to learn about that today a lot. The Shevins of B'nai Noach. We hear about it, we speak about it, but now we're actually learning the Makor. Remember, Nun Vav. No. That's a great remember, right? No. It's for Adit, right? It's for you. Are you actually Portuguese? But why do you say no in Portuguese? Are you speak Spanish or Portuguese? Spanish. Right. It's about as old as the Torah, but it's pretty young. It's a few thousand years. It's a few thousand years new. Yeah, you're right. I agree with you. Whenever you think of Shemitz Fopene Noach, you don't recollect that one. I agree. Right. So Ish Matun Ma Ish Lerabot Ela Ovdei Kochavim Shemuzrin Abikar Shem Gishra. Ve'ein Neragin. Look at this. Ela Besayif. And as a rule, on goyim, the only mitzvah that goyim have is saif, herig, right? So they haven't got skila, strafa, and chenik. Only herig. Okay.
Kol
ha'averot shelahem. Right. That is this opinion of here. Then Rebbe Saif. Why? Shekol mitah amura b'bnei Noach einu ele b'saich. The Gemara says, "Vaha mehachen nafka." And this you learn from here. That's not the makor of the ish. Mehatab nafka. That's the makor. What's the pasuk? Hashem. Right. Look at that pasuk over there. That is Vayisav Hashem Elohim al ha'adam lemor mikol etz agan achol tochel. It says Vayitzav Hashem yud kei by yud yud. Right? Vayitzav Hashem Elohim. Right? What's that? Vayitzav Hashem Elohim. So there, the Gemara to say, Vayitzav Hashem, right? Zo birkat Hashem. Vayitzav Hashem Elohim. So why didn't you say Vayitzav Elohim? Why didn't you say Vayitzav Hashem Elohim? To tell them that they are mitzuveh also on Hashem, because they can't curse Hashem. So Amar Rabbi Yitzchak Napacha, lo nitzrech, he says, no. So this pasuk Yud over here that we said, because we said what you learn from here, the makor we wanted to bring from is ish. We said, no, that's not the makor. The makor is breishit, right? So Mitzvah says is no. That pasuk in Yud, in that pasuk in ish, right? It's a, what is that pasuk for? El rabuta, right? Rabuta kinuyin. That comes to tell us, he agrees that we learn from that ish something. We don't learn the makor. We learn there also kinuyin. Like when we said at the beginning of the Mishnah, when we learned the Mishnah, that the kinui that the Adim speak is not the same kinui. There's kinuim of Hashem, right?
Hashem, Elohim.
Of other names. We'll see now, the Gemara will bring a few examples, right? So there comes along the limud of ish is also that the goyim are also over on kinuyin. Va'alibad Rabbi Meir, and that goes according to Rabbi Meir. We'll see, I'm looking at Rishon Tanaim in a second. The Tanya, ish ki yekalelo ha'vinasacheto, samata mudomar, velo kvar ne'mar, velo kev shem Hashem mot yumat. Why do we need this pasuk ish? We already got velo kev Hashem. Remember, that was the first answer we gave on this Talmud, right? We gave two makorot. We gave Nokev Ish, Rabbi Nokev Shem Hashem, right? And by Yikov Ben Ha'isha Yisrit Hashem. Remember, those are the two different answers we gave. So, according to the first answer we gave, Nokev, we already learned from Nokev Shem Hashem Mot Yumat. So, if it's the fish, then Nokev Shem Mot Yumat, Yacholo Yechav El Alam Yuchad Bilvad, maybe it's only on Hashem's name, on the Yud Kei Vav Kei, Minlai in Rabot Kol HaKir, how do we also to include all the other code, all the other pseudonyms? Tamud Omar, Ish Ki Yekalel Elohav Mikol Makom, Yekalel Elohav Mikol Makom. Look at Rashi, yeah? Ish B'Rikhat Hashem Katuv, Ish Ki Yekalel Elohav, okay? That's the Pasuk. Ish Ki Yekalel Elohav. So Ish, right, is on any, Eno El Asai, if we remember that was there. Okay. Look at the Drasha quickly, Lo Nitzcha. Ha ish. Remember, that was Rabbi Yitzchak Napacha. Lo Nitzcha. He says, Ha ish. We don't need that ish. Ele Rabot, La Kinuim Sheyeh Ha'akum. He adds in here, so that you said the Goyim are Chayev on the Kinuim. That's the ish. For the Goyim. No, the Goyim are Chayev on the Kinuim. We are also Chayev on Kinuim, but that ish. We wanted to know, where do we know goyim or chayev bichlal? And he said, no, it's only the chayev. We know from Vayitzav Hashem Elohim that they're chayev, but the ish is for goyim as well. Muzrima birkatok Yisrael. The imi hatam, if we had just learned the pasuk from Vayitzav Hashem et Elohim, right? Imi hatam, hava min Hashem yuchad dafka, the goyim ani chayev on the Hashem yuchad, on a special name. Dichtiv Hashem, because it says the Vayitzav Hashem, the high Elohim, the bahu kra, azarat of azarat, dashin elekaman. Okay, Valim Rabbi Meir, look at this Rashi here, it's important. Why dafka Rabbi Meir? Right, so why was it? Remember, we took me to Mechayev Yisrael on the Kinuyin Ma'akra, because we've got it already established that Yisrael are Chayev on the Kinuyin. Va'ata ish la hashvot of the kochavim ve'Yisrael b'chol hanekinuyim. Here comes the Kinuyim. Now Rashi gives a list of examples of what the Kinuyim are. Kegon Elohim. Okay, so Rashi calls Elohim a Kinuy, and Shaddai a Kinuy, and Tzvaot. Elohim Tzvaot. You've got the examples. There might be others. But Elohim is a kinui from our purposes. So when we say kinui of Hashem, we're talking about the other names that the Torah uses for Hashem. Mm-hmm. Not Yossi et Yossi. V'lo damu lekinuim demanitin. That's what Rashi tells us. Not like the kinuim we use in our Mishnah. Right? Dektani yake Yossi et Yossi. The kinui demanitin, what were we speaking about there in the Mishnah? Danina ta'edim bekinui lav kinui Hashemu. They use names that aren't Hashem's names. Right? Kinepashin la'el. Okay.
It's from the Torah.
But Elohim is still, the main name is Yudkei Vavkei. All the other names of Hashem for our purposes are called Kinuyin. So in other words, we needed a special limud to learn that even if you cursed him with one of those names, you'd be chayim, because you might have thought only Yudkei Vavkei.
So the Torah uses
his Kinuyin. He uses Kinuyin, right. Which is Yudkei Vavkei. Right. Hashem Yuchad, Hakativa, okay. Kalelo Hav, look at the, now the passage we just brought over here was, it said, Ish Ish Ki Kalelo Hav. Look at the second line, the third wide lines of Rashi there, right? The Hainu Kinui, the love Shem Yuchad. You see that? It's a Kinui because it's not the Shem Yuchad. The Yud Kei Vavkei, Shem Yuchad, anything else is a Kinui. And it says, Ki Yekalel Elokav, which is even when you curse with a Kinui. That's how we learn the pasuk, right? The samich le mita, we see there that you chayv mita. The nokev shem Hashem what you mat. The kai nami aki yekalel Elohav. Okay, so that was Rabbi Meir. So that was Rabbi Meir. So Rabbi Yitzchak Lepachet said that we need that limud for Rabbi Meir, right? Divrei Rabbi Meir. Hold on. The chachamim omrim al shem meyuchad b'mita. Balakinuyin Bazara. We speak about the goyim over here, right? And Chachamim says Hashem Yuchad b'mita ki dichtiv v'nokev v'hai v'nasa v'cheto lav mita ele v'nasa cheto dekaret. This is the difference. When you use the kinui of the kinui yani chayev karet on the only in the yud kevav ke mita. Now I just said a second ago that he's speaking about the goyim, right? I think this whole machloket over here is about the goyim, but I don't see Rashi doesn't actually mention it. I'm not sure now if Chachamim was saying, Rabbi Meir is definitely speaking about the Goyim. But what, help me ask somebody, anybody got anything that they can see here, whether we're speaking about Goyim or Jews?
That was
Rashi. That's Rashi. I'm not talking about Rabbi Meir. I'm talking about Chachamim. On Chachamim, Rabbi Meir is. Rashi said. Rashi said on Rabbi Meir. Maybe talking about Chachamim. That's just before Rashi, which is read over there. But I'm just suddenly thinking now. Okay, so it's also goyim. Okay, that's also goyim. It's not Rashi. Yeah. That's not Rashi. Okay, so it's also goyim. We're speaking about goyim. So the machloket Rabbi Meir and Chacham is whether goyim are chayiv mita on kinui or not. Rabbi Meir says they're chayiv mita on kinui, and Chacham is only chayiv mita on my name of Furash, and they're chayiv karet on kinui. Okay. Like we explain, okay. Pligged Rabbi Maisha, and here these Chachamim over here. Or a cholek on Rabbi Maisha, Ben Noach Shebirech et Shem Bekinuim, Rabbanan Chayev. So you see that. So this Yitzchak Napacha, Rabbi Yitzchak Napacha, he says that the machloket Rabbi Meir Chachamim is where the goyim or Chayev meet on the Kinui. He says that Rabbi Meir says yes, and Chachamim say no. And Rabbi Maisha is cholek on Yitzchak Napacha. He says no. There's no machloket between Meir and Chachamim. Okay. Even Chachamim agree that goyim are chayev mita on the kinui. Okay. Rabbi Maisha ben Noach shebechashem bekinuim lerabbanan chayev. So now my timer, right? So where did he get this? My timer. Damakra. How does he say this, Maisha? Because it's Damakra. Keger kaizrach. Ger veizrach. Who do we name in Okvoshem? Aval over kochavim afilu bekinui. You see that he learns it from a ribu here on ger veizrach. That there they have to have shame. Even a goy would be. It was a goy is more machamur than a ger v'ezrach, right? According to that, eh? Yeah. A ger v'ezrach are only. In other words, if you become a ger tzedek or an ezrach, a toshav, then you only chayv if you do shame furash on a kinu would be chayv. But a regular goy is chayv on a kinu. Strange that, eh? Rabbi Meir. So now the question here is. Rabbi Meir, hi, Ger v'Ezrach, my Abid Leik. Because Rabbi Meir says that they're already Chayiv. Right? So what does he use Ger? Where? What's this limud of Ger v'Ezrach? Because according to Rabbi Meir now, we've got an extra limud available, right? He says, Ger v'Ezrach b'skila, v'Ovel kochavim b'sayif. Right? Tzagad l'chamina, hoyo v'itrabu, itrabu. And therefore, Rabbi Meir says as follows. We know that a Ger v'Ezrach, they're Chayiv skila. Ovel kochavim, ani Chayiv sayif. We learned early on that they're always Chayiv ani sayif. We what would we have thought? Sakhar Khamina, Hoyov Itrabu, Itrabu, since we already look at Rashi Abiyah, Hoyov Itrabu, Lahai Parshat Le Kinuin, since we including goyim now with the kinui that they also chayev. Let's say, if they chayev, let's make them also chayev skila, right? Itrabu, kamashpula, no. They always stay with the pas, with the they chayev mita, but they stay with the punishment of hereg, saif. Okay, Rabbi Yitzchak Nepacha, Alibud Rabbanan, Rabbi Yitzchak Nepacha, he says Alibud Rabbanan that they say that they aren't chayev on the kinui, only chayev karet. How, what does he learn from that? Because that seems to tell us that they are chayev karet. Mita. How does he learn that they are chayev mita? He says, Ger v'ezrach hude ba'inan shayim b'shayim. Ger v'ezrach, what do they need? Like our Mishnah taught us, they need shame b'shayim. A name b'name. Aval ovel kochavim lo b'inan shayim b'shayim. Right? That's what he learns from there. They don't need shame b'shayim. So ish lamali. So now, what is ish? Look at Rashi over here. Bein Rabbi Maisha. Bein Rabbi Yitzchak Nepach Alibud Rabbanan. In either case, right, Rabbi Yitzchak Nepacha who says the contrary Rabbanan, they aren't chayv on the kinui. Contrary Maisha who says the contrary Rabbanan, they are chayv on the kinui. Either of them, because Hashem vayetzav Hashem lohim nafka. They all agree. We learn it from the pasuk vayetzav Hashem lohim, from that pasuk there in the breishit. So kinuyim miger vayezrat nafka. Rabbi Maisha and Rabbi Yitzchak Nepacha. So now, if they've all got that ishish, what do they need ishish for? Because they, whether you, however you learn that their makor is there, what's ish telling us for, right? So it says, Dibratra kashom b'nei adam. I said, just ish, ignore the double, ish, just the Torah speaking ish, there's no special human out of it, whatsoever. Okay. That's now another brighter. Tanrabana. Sheva mitzvot, here we start. No. No. Right? On the, I mean, these are important dapim to remember. I mean, it's impossible to remember all of them. Right? So we've got a few, we remember this is one of them. Sheva mitzvot ben mitzvah b'nei noach. Right? What are the sheva mitzvot? Dinin, they've got to have a beit din. Right? Ubirkat Hashem, cursing Hashem, like we just learned now over here, right? Avodah zarah. Goyim also mechuya min avodah zarah. Gilui arayot, right? And look at Rashi here. Gilui arayot. Rashi says, kulan chutz min na'ara ha'murasa. They chayiv in all the gilui arayot like we chayiv, except for engaged woman. That for goyim is not gilui arayot. Right? Ki dichtiv gal Abimelech. Enech meta ra'isha asher lakachta. V'hi bolat baal. Bolat baal yesh lehem na'ara. Yesh lehem na'ara murusa ein lehem. Okay, there's a limud there. Na'arasa. Only on bolat baal. A married woman who's got a husband. If you're wrestling with a betrothed woman, that's not an issue for going. Okay. So in this woman, Noach, right? So we get a riot. Ushvichut damim. Right? V'gezel. And stealing. V'every minachai. Okay, so let's go through that. Dinim. Right, Birkat Hashem, Avodah Zarah, Gilui Arayot, Shvichut Damim, Evre Minachai, and Avodah and Gezel. Thank you, Gezel. Seven of them. Duz Gud Gaba. I don't know. It's a pity that there should be one, eh? Look, you know that there's Gilui Arayot, Shvichut Damim, Gilui Arayot, Shvichut Damim, Evre Minachai, or the Yareg Val Yavor, right? Those are Jews are chayav for us. What's it? Shvichut damim, avodah zarah, gilui arayot. Avodah zarah, gilui arayot, shvichut damim. Three of them. We also of the area where yavor. Those also the three for goyim. And then we're going to add dinin, birkat Hashem, gezel, and every minachai. And then we got it. Okay, so it's the three that we know, plus those four. Dinin, birkat Hashem, gezel, every minachai. Okay, now we all know that. Daf nun vav. But that's Rabbi Chanina ben Gam. Every minachai. That's the every minachai. Other than Gilal, every minachai. Birkat Hashem. No, that's. Okay, very good. Aleph bet gimel dalet. Yafe. Every minachai. Birkat Gezel and Dinim. Yafe. So we got the three Yareg Val Yavors and Aleph bet gimel dalet. Very nice. Okay, Rabbi Chanina ben Gamli Omer. Afal Adam minachai. So he says not just only every minachai, but also the dam. Okay, kulu and it's included in every minachai. Rabbi Chidka omer afal asirus. Rabbi Chidka says that even castrating, right? Even sirus. Now the question whether castration means human beings or animals. I think we speak about animals, but I think human beings as well. By the way,
it says a person or an animal.
Where do you see that in the English?
See Gemara below 57.
Okay, yeah, okay, we'll get to it. Okay. Alasirus, If you look there, the bet about metzia, we learned this already. That's why it was familiar to me. Rav Shimon Omer afala kishuf. Rav Shimon says even magic. And Rav Yossi Omer kol amur bepashat kishuf. Rav Yossi says not only magic, but the whole parsha of kishuf. Ben Noach muzar alav. The Ben Noach is muzar alav. This is a big, long pasuk from Dvarim. You parik yud chet three psukim. Yud, yud aleph, and yud bet. And he brings the, and Mishnah brings the Brightia brings all the whole all the psukim, and it says Yerah lo yimatze v'cha ma'avir b'no b'yutel ba'esh kosem k'samim monen menachesh mechashef. It's also magic. V'chover chaver v'shuel ov and asking all these questions. V'yud v'yidoni d'resh la'meitim speaking to the dead necromancia. Ki tovar Hashem kol osaele. It's an abomination if there's any of these things. He'll basically chuck you, banish you, right? And he says, goyim are included in all of that over there. He's here. And you can't be mechuya, and you've got a hazara, and this is the hazara. Rabbi Lezer omer afala kilayim. Rabbi Lezer says, even kilayim goyim. So we see that the Shem is Obenei Noach. Couldn't be much more than Sheva, right? We could have also Kishuf, also Sirus. Also, dam. Also, kilayim, right? And the Mishnah is like this: motarin b'nei Noach liobosh kilayim. Lishatnes, they have no problem with shatnes, right? Velizoa kilayim. Ve'eni surin ela b'harvaat b'heima v'harkvat ilan. Only the actual mixing of animals and grafting of trees. That's the issue that the goyim are muzhar on the line. So now the Gemara is like, okay, we've got a nice brighter here. I'll show you to b'nei Noach. What's the makor? Amr Yochanan Amar Kra, Gwa, because Vayitzav Hashem Elokim al Adam, Lemor, Bikol Etz Hagan, Ochel Tochel, Vayitzav Elav Adini. Now the Gemara says like this. The Gemara takes this Pasuk over here that we learned earlier on, right, which was the Pasuk of the eighth of the Gan. It says like this. Take the Pasuk, right, the Pasuk is Vayitzav Hashem Elokim al Adam, Lemor, Mikol Etz Hagan, Ochel Tochel. And they take down this Pasuk and split this Pasuk, and every word of the Pasuk, we're going to learn a halacha, okay? So let's go like this. Vayetzav elu hadinin. That's din.
Yeah.
That's beitin. V'chein omer, and we got a pasuk, a parallel pasuk. Ki yedativ leman asher yetzave et banav v'chulei. Right? Because you got to know. You got to be mitzave your children. Right? So that pasuk over there comes from Bereishit. Ki yedativ leman asher yetzave et banav et beito acharav v'shamru derech Hashem. And you got to guard the ways of Hashem. Lasot tzedakah mishpat. You have to do din. Leman hevi Hashem al Avraham et asher dibei alav. So you have to do din. How can you do mishpat? You have to have beit din, right? Hashem zo bikat Hashem. We learned that already in the previous amud, right? B'chein omer v'nokev shem Hashem mot yumat. Elohim zo avodat kochavim, right? Elohim, the word Elohim, that come teach us about avodah zara.
Yitzav Hashem Elohim,
right? Ve'yitzav Hashem Elohim, right? V'la kochavim. B'chein omer lo yelecha Elohim acherim. You see that Elohim acherim, other gods. Right, al ha'adam, the pasuk says, "Vayetzav Hashem Elohim al ha'adam." Zo shvichat damim. V'chein omer, shofech dam ha'adam. See the gzera shavas here. Whoever adam works, coming out of pasuk with shofech dam. That's bringing brand. Leimor, zo gilu arayot. How's leimor zo gilu arayot? This is a bit of a difficult one. V'chein omer, look at the pasuk. Leimor, hein yishalach ish et ishto v'alcha mito v'etal ish acher. Hayashov elea od alo chanof techanef arzahi v'et. Vat zanit re'im rabim, right? You basically fornicated with my fellows. And that's lemor. The word lemor appears in that pasuk over there. Now, mikol eitzagan, right? V'alcha mito v'tal ishchem. Mikol eitzagan, right? V'lo gezel. The words only from the eitzagan. The words eat what's available. Don't steal it. Achol tochel, v'lo even, sorry, from where I tell you you can eat, not what you can steal. Achol tochel, what's available to be. Look at Rashi, the third wide lines of Rashi. Achol tochel, ha'omed la'achila, what's ready for eating. V'lo tochal even achayim, don't eat the limb of the animal. Tebehemeh b'chayeya, eina omedet la'achila, ele legadel v'ladot. The purpose of a living animal is not to eat, to be eaten, to basically to perpetuate and to procreate. Right. I mean, achol tochel. V'lo minachai. Kiat Rabbi Yitzchak Tanina Ibcha. Rabbi Yitzchak says it a little bit differently. Right. So here we learned that Vayetzav is dinin, and Elohim is avodah zorah. Right. Remember the first and the third words. Kiat Rabbi Yitzchak Tanina Ibcha. Vayetzav zu avodah kochavim. He says that's avodah kochavim. And Elohim zu adinin. And he says other way around, right? Three more slakas. Bishlom Elohim Zudinin. We understand, right, why we've got by Yitzav Elohim, right? He says Elohim Zudinin. By the third, right? Why you've got the according to him, we understand why. Who was Rav Yitzchak? Why he changed it around? Why Elohim is dinin? Bishlom Elohim Zudinin. Dichtiv v'nikrav ba'al habayit el ha'Elohim. Right to the judges, to the Beit Din, right? Ela vayetzav. But our problem is with vayetzav, because now vayetzav we're saying over here is dinim, and you're going to tell me now vayetzav is avodah zarah. Okay, if we switch, because we're switching din and avodah zarah, right? Vayetzav is avodah zarah. My mashma. Rav Chizda, Rav Yitzchak, Bar Rav Dimi. So we got two answers over here. Charamar. Right, look at the pasuk over there. Tet. Saru maher min aderech. Quickly went off the off the path. Asher tzivitim, that you were commanded. Right. Now we're trying to prove that this is avodah zarah. Right. This tzivitim. Asur lahem egel masecha. You see that they made themselves a molten eagle. This is the eagle Azahav. By Yishtachavu lo, and they bowed down to him. By Yizbechulo, and they brought him sacrifices. By Yomru, Eilu Elokecha Yisrael. These are the gods of Israel. Asher he'eluchem Yisrael. It says here, Asher tziviti masu. So the word tzivit, tzav, tzav fits in there into the pasuk of Avodah Zarah. Right, Amir Adirich, Asher tzivitim. Right, that's what I'm. The Chadamar, so we got two opinions here. Chizda and Rabbi Yitzchak Bar Avdimi. The Chadamar, the other one's a long pasuk over, yeah? It says, Ashuk Ephraim Ritzutz Mishpat, Ki Ho'il Alach Acharei Tzav. Right, so Ashuk Ephraim Ritzutz Mishpat. Look at the Gemara over here. Ashuk Ephraim Ritzutz Mishpat, Ki Ho'il Alach Acharei Tzav. Look at Rashi. Look at Rashi. Ashuk Ephraim, Miyad Sonav. Ephraim was downtrodden from his enemies. V'ratzut mishpat, look at Rashi, ki ho'il acharei tzav, mipnei shenitratza lalechet acharei tzivui shel nevi'ei ha-ba'al. Why does that happen? Because he went after Ba'al, the Avodah Zarah. So that's why he got punished, right? So that's also a case of tzav, acharei tzav. So now the Gemara's question is, what do we do these two answers for? Right? One of Rav Chizda, one of Rav Dimi. It's all coming to explain, right, Rav Yitzchak Tan is a way of changing around din and Avodah Zarah, right? So ma benayu, ke benayu akum she'asa avodah zarah v'lo yishtachavu ela. The nafkah between these two opinions is what happens if a goy prepared avodah zarah and actually bowed down to it. L'man da'amer asu. So the one who learned from the first pasuk of the Eged Azahav, where asu, mishat asiyah michayev. Asu. They made avodah zarah, they already chayev avodah zarah. And l'man da'amer ki hoyil alach. Right? Da'azil batro palach. Only after he went and served him. That's the difference why they argue, but they all agree that there's a makor for that. So, Amar Rabbi, Amar Rama. Amar Rava, Umi Ika, Leman da Amar, Akum, Shasav, Udazara, Velo Yishtachavu ala Chayev. Is there such an opinion? It was one of the makorot here was Asu. To the fact that he made the Avodah Zarah Chayev. It's such a thing that anybody said that a goy who prepares an idol is Chayev for preparing it. Right, v'hatayim we got a brighter v'akum, right? Ba'akum, he learned ba'akum. Dvarim shebeitin shli Yisrael memitin aleihen ben Noach muzar aleihen. Ein beitin Yisrael memitin aleihen. Ein beitin ein ben Noach muzar aleihen. Right, we got a limud that there's a parallel here. Whatever Am Yisrael is chayev mitzah on, goy is muzar for. Right, if Am Yisrael isn't chayev mitzah, then a goy isn't even muzar. In other words, it's mutar. Right? Lemeutem. And what was, why did we learn that? We learned that to exclude one thing. What was the exclusion, yeah? Right? Mlav lemeutai akum shasav udazara, vloishtachavuela. Right? Which means what? That he'd be muzar, but he wouldn't be chayev. Right? But he's still not chayev. So Amar Rav Papa, no. What was that limut for about? There's another miute. Lemeutai gifuf and yishuk. I look at Rashi there, mi'ut gifuf v'nishuk. We're not meeting the Gaba Yisrael enon neherag. Okay? Aval, look at, sorry, previous one, mi'ut gifuf v'nishuk. Aval asa itriv v'yetzav. Avagav the Beit Din Shel Yisrael en memitin. It says, no. He's muzhar from the word v'yetzav. So what's this limud for? That if he did gifuf v'nishuk, like he stroked the idol or kissed the idol, right? That he wouldn't be chayev for. Right? Look at Rashi. So, one second. Go back into the Gemara. Lo lemirut kifuf v'nishuk. Demai, ira mekadarka. When would it be, when is the mi'ut of that stroking and kissing the idol? Ila mekadarka, if that's the way you serve the idol, right, by stroking, kissing it, barakatalu, then he's chayav mita because he was over Avodah Zarah. Ela lemi'ut shelo kedarka. That's not the way that you serve the idol. And nonetheless, he got very carried away with these idols of stroking and kissing the idol. He wouldn't be chayav, but it's the muzer. Okay. Now we mentioned over there, we said that Vayetzav, right, was dinin. So we started with the first mitzvah. The Gemara says now dinin. The first mitzvah which we learned there, dinin, we're going according to the original opinion, not to Rabbi Yitzchak to change them around, but dinin, right, the mitzvah of dinin. Right, it says, B'nai Noach ifkut. So the Gemara says like this. But with regards to dinin, right, look at Rashecha. There's no Rashi on there, right? But Darka. Right. So the question is, were B'nai, did Ifka, right? Were B'nai Noach here particular about this whole mitzvah? Tanya, Ese mitzvot nitzavu Yishal B'mara. Shevek shekiblu alehen B'nai Noach. Right? In other words, is B'nai Noach takem got this mitzvah of dinin? Because we're not so sure about it, right? That maybe they have got it, because we've got a bright, it says there were 10 mitzvot that Am Yisrael were commanded at Mara. Sheva shekiblu alehen b'nei Noach, 7 that b'nei Noach kept on themselves, v'hosifu alehen, and the extra 4 were added on to Am Yisrael. Right? And what do they add on? Dinin, v'shabbat, v'kibud avaim,
dinin,
v'hosifu alehen 3, okay. This, what? It says, but Avat Tanya, Eser Mitzvot. Oh, 3, 7, and 3. Thank you. Okay. 3, right? So, right, and 3 they added on, right? And what are they? Dinin, Shabbat, Kibbutz Avaim. So we see that Dinin was added on. So if Dinin was added on, it wasn't one of the B'nai Mitzvot, B'nai Noach. They never accepted Dinin.
Yeah.
Right? So the Gemara says, Dinin, how do we know where we learn the 3 that were added on? Dinin, Dichtiv, Shem, Sam, Sham, Lochok, right? Sham, Sam, Lochok. What about Vayetzel, Vayitzak, Hashem, Vayiru, Hashem. The next pasuk there is, is coming, they made water. Sham, Sam, lo chokum mishpat, v'sham nisahu. So Sham, there, they got chokum mishpat. So dinim were added on over there. But for the Jews, I'm Israel, the goyim never got dinim. Right? And Shabbat, v'kibud avayim, from where did you live? Hashem nokecha. Right? That pasuk over there says, Shamor yitom hashmat nakadsho, keep Shabbos, kasher tziva Hashem nokecha, kabel tavicha v'timecha. So we see that we added on. So how can we say the goyim had dinim? But Amrav Yehuda kashet sivcha b'mara. You say mara. Amrav Nachman. Amrav Vua. Lo nitzuchel l'aida. He says no. That wasn't there. That was the don't mean that makor for that. There we had to learn an extra makor. They already had dinim. But what was that mishpat you're speaking about? That was aida v'aidim v'hatra'a. That was to learn the numbers of people in the beitin of 23. Actually says l'aida. That was what it was. Right? Because it says, Goyim aren't worried about that. Look here, we're going to learn later on Afnun Zayin tomorrow. Right? Mikrai, the Ben Noach, Nerag, Be'ed Echad, Be'dain Echad. You have one Beitin, one judge, and one. What is good enough for Ben Noach? So they had Dinim. What we learned, the Mishpat Havia is extra our special Dinim. So you can't bring it as a proof at all. Right, Rabbi Chizkiah. Okay, don't you? Wait a second. That doesn't make sense. Iachi, that's the case. You're telling me that the goyim accepted din, and we just added those extra things. Then why did the pasuk say? Why did the brightness say? Iachi, ma'iva hosifu alehen dinin. It says hosifu alehen. There were those 7 mitzvot b'nei Noach, and on those 7, we added on those 7. With not adding, it should have been explained. It should have been added to those 7. Added on those 7, right? So now we accept your argument, but what they learned there was dinei knasot. That was a separate. The Gemara said, "Dayin akati v'hosifu b'dinin ibale." Even if you tell me knasot, knasot is like more an extension of the din. It should have said v'hosifu b'din. That's another pasuk the brightness should have written. Not v'hosifu alehen. She says, "No." Ela amar rav acher bar Yaakov lo nitzuch el hosif b'din b'chol pelach u'pelach b'chol ir b'ir. That was what it's for. Telling us, no, the din was the din, but just with the mitzvah, special mitzvah, you have to have the beit din all over the show, in every city, in every town. Vaha bnei noach lo ifkut. And what bnei noach never had that. Vaha tanya kashem tzvu yisrael lo shiv by teidim ben pedach pedach b'chol yivir. Kach nisavu bnei noach lo shiv pedach b'chol yivir. Why is it a difference? Goyim must have to have it in all towns. El amarava, Shavu says, no. What's going on over here? Hi, Tana. Tana de bein menashehu. This Tana is the Tana of bnei menashe. Now the Tana bnei menashe, when we had early on, we had a machloket in the Braita, whether it's also Sirus and also Kishuf, remember all those things? Mm-hmm. So that's learnt in the Beit Midrash of Menashe, right? The mafik dach v'ayil sach, right? Look at Rashi there, Tana. Hi Tana, he said the brighter the el diktani hosifu alehen dinin. We added these ones. The mashma the bnei noach lo nistavu alehen tana lebe menashe. Those all come from Menashe's bright Beit Midrash. That's his brighter. And what is dach? Dinin u'birkat Hashem. He took out dinin and birkat Hashem, judge courts and cursing, and put in sach, sirus and kilayim. Right, that was his different thing. Right, he took about the Tana Rebbe Menashe. Hashem mitzvot nisavu bnei Noach. Avodah zarah v'gilui ariot v'shlichut tamim gezel v'minachai sirus v'kilayim. See that's how he learns the mitzvot. Rabbi Yehuda Omer Adam Arishona on that same brighter which was brought now a second ago. Rabbi Yehuda Omer Adam Arishona nisavu el avodah zarah bilvad. He already had the first one. How do we know that from Vayetzav? Right, from Vayetzav Hashem Elohim Adam. Says Vayetzav Hashem Elohim. Right, he had the avodah zarah. Rabbi Yehuda Omer Metayr Omer. Af al birkat Hashem. He also said birkat Hashem. Look at Rashi there. Af al birkat Hashem. The nafkelei nami me Elohim, because we got vayetzav Elohim, vayetzav Hashem Elohim. Also on cursing Hashem, right? Vayeshomim af al adinim. And even on the dinim, we could even say, even on the dinim. Why even the dinim? Look at Rashi there. Al adinim me Elohim nami nafka. From the word Elohim also comes out the dinim. Yehe Elohoti alecha. My laws should be upon you, right? Command because Hashem Yeshuim Afrim Afladin. Command Azla had Amrav Yehuda Amar Rabbi Elohim Ani Lo Tekeluni. It's a now the Gemara says like this. Command Azla, who do we go by? We'll be saying like this. Had Amrav Yehuda Amar Rabbi Elohim Ani Lo Tekeluni. Elohim Ani Lo Temeruni. Elohim Ani Yehem Morai Alechem. Right, all the don't curse me. Right, don't blaspheme. Temeruni, don't rebel against me, and don't and fear me. Right, Kiyeshomrim. Who's that for? That's a Yeshomrim. What do you mean Yeshomrim? Look at Rashi Yeshomrim. The Marbe Lekulu. He adds them all together. Okay, in other words, it's a proper Ruba Vyatana Beb Nashe. Eid Dark, let's stop over here. I think it's a